see her come down through the clouds. I feel like a fool. I ain't got nothing left to give. Nothing to lose.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. We are getting ready for the daily 2011 North America Out Games update show, and we're going to send you live to the Plaza of Nations, where Aidan Saint and the rest of his broadcast team for Queer FM have got the great show for you. Got a great show coming up for you here from the closing ceremonies. So we're going to send it to Aidan and the rest of the Queer FM crew at the Plaza of Nations.
Then get back to business. See, you better not play me. Me. Oh, come here, baby. Me. Me. Hope you still like me if you pay me.
My persuasion can build a name.
The only one. I see them snakes come to the ground. They choke me to the bone. By the time.
Right. And Hayden Saint,
excuse me,
goodness, we're games close Eve, kinds of wonderful chat, but we're back here, and what a fantastic part are here inside the Flag Pavilion.
You are mine, I am yours. Let's not fuck around. You are the only one. Cause you are
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. We apologize for the technical difficulties. I would assume that a lot of networks are busy today just because of the fireworks taking place tonight. So we're going to try to get back to the Plaza of Nations in downtown Vancouver for our 2011 North America Outgames update show here on 101.9 FM CITR. And we are just going to try to get some more resources out there to get going here with the show. So stay tuned here on 101.9 FM. Your host, Aiden Saint, will be with you. And we are going to bring you some more music from Angus and Julia Stone here on 101.9 FM, your home of the 2011 North America Outgames. Going to try again here with the North America Outgames update show here on this rather cloudy Saturday night now, and we're going to go back to the Plaza of Nations with your host, your leader of the team, Aiden Saint.
Feelings contagious. Am I contagious? Am I? 'Cause nothing can stop us on a night like this.
Nothing can stop us.
Makes me wanna say hey.
All right. Let's see here. There we go. All right, it's Queer FM. We're here at the Out Games VIP Lounge above the Festival Mayhem, the fantastic party that's going on here for the Out Games closing ceremonies. My name's Aiden Saint, and with me here we have, of course, the fantastic...
Steve Blaze.
Yes. And we're really pleased to have John Boychuk. John Boychuk has been... he's been the organizer, the lead guy. And it's been a pressure cooker. It's been a fantastic event. John, it's kind of over.
Almost over. We're looking at about another 22 hours. Once we have the volunteer appreciation, then we're done.
Ah, indeed. So, John, what's it been like? I mean, there's so much. We've covered so many, and we didn't even get to them all.
You guys have been fantastic, really. You've been all over, and I think you even more than I did.
Well, we have more people than just you.
True. I tried to clone myself once, but it just didn't work.
Oh, that's going to be really messy.
Let's just leave it at that.
All right. Well, so tell us about the Out Games from the standpoint of, you know, if someone is kind of listening in or just kind of caught us halfway, what are the Out Games?
If you look at your neighbor, friends, you look at your allies, you try to see who is gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, two-spirited, intersexed. You look around, and that's what these games represent. There are people from all walks of life who have come together for fair, accessible, inclusive sport and human rights, and to actually have serious discussions about workplace rights, religious rights, as well as and bullying, and how do we overcome, are we going to be in the next few years, and to make these changes stick so that we keep the rights that we do have and we improve our community and our society.
You've definitely accomplished that. I mean, the various things that we've all been to, we've got a chance to talk to MPs and public officials, people from around the world that have come to Vancouver to really to tell their stories, to speak to other people, and some of the athletes that we've met, even just the strange places like being at the top of Grouse Mountain and seeing a man run up Grouse Mountain, albeit not the world record time, but he literally jumped across the line. It's 61 minutes of running. To
vertical running.
Yeah. And it wasn't just the first leg or the second leg. They actually ran to the top and then came back.
It's incredible the human spirit that becomes part of these games. You take a look at the determination, but also that no one person is left behind at the end of these games gives a great sense of accomplishment to every participant.
Well, it's been amazing. You've had all these athletic endeavors, you've had the Human Rights Conference, you've had cultural events. What sticks out in your mind as something that you remember or something that surprised you pleasantly, I would assume?
I would have to say that, you know, in all my experiences of, you know, being a business owner, in working with Pride, working with international organizations, this was by far one of the most challenging ventures that I've taken on. Having to make a million decisions in 1 hour, really requiring some thorough thought and follow through to make sure that the safety, that the respect of the community, that the individual that is here is recognized, and again, that no one is taken advantage of. And when you throw in all the variables from permitting to vehicle logistics to volunteers to, you know, emergency services, my phone was just nonstop. At one point, I looked at my phone to see how many phone calls I took, and on Monday, I took 114 phone calls in 12 hours.
So you must have a really good phone plan.
Oh, no. the phone company loves me because
sure.
The bills are so big. And that's why we have points. Points get you somewhere, hopefully, at the end of the day.
Well, you know, hopefully you'll use those wisely because you've got a ton. You've dropped in. I've seen you at a number of events. And which one surprised you?
Wow. each different event really had its own moment, whether it was meeting some of the athletes that, you know, just won, or those that just you know, like when I went to poker, you know, you're watching and all of a sudden this person who's going all in is on the 10, you're like, they're a great player, and you're gone, that's it, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, and it's as quick as that. But again, you know, very professional players to go out to soccer and to be there for the final goal, to see the winning teams, you know, just to see literally a week of intense play and the exhaustion, but still the team camaraderie that comes from you know, these games has been incredible. Tennis, you know, they were so gracious being out and seeing a softball, having a real family unit being created by all the teams that from Canada and the United States. So, you know, each one, it was more of a chance for me to stop, take a look back and say, have we created a stronger family? And yes, we have, definitely.
Well, we were overwhelmed also covering the Human Rights Conference. We have a number of, because of the out games, we actually created a grant with CITR to actually get queer youth trained as broadcasters to help us cover this. And they all went to the Human Rights Conference. And then they all went the next day, and yet the next day. And it was amazing hearing their stories from the point of view of a 14-year-old.
Yes.
To hear that it does get better. And here are some actual examples of adults who have an opinion, and it's just like their opinion. It was fantastic for them.
It really is part of the investment, but it is the return on the legacy.
Yeah.
And that legacy is what we hope that down the road inspires a lot of the individuals who have been touched by these games, who have been, whether they're a participant or whether they are behind the scenes, that they're touched and they stand up and they become that next fighting voice. Because some of us, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. And not that we're ready to step aside, but we are looking to have people walk beside us to pass that hat off and to say, you know what, your generation is next, to continue carrying that flag, to continue fighting for the rights locally, the rights nationally, and the rights internationally. And that's what we hope that we've inspired here.
Well, I can only speak for us here at Queer FM and CITR, but you've definitely accomplished that. Just our youth alone were so touched and learned so much.
Well, congratulations to you guys for being able to have the foresight to see beyond where you were with the station, to say, yeah, it's possible. Let's get some grant monies. Let's do something new. Let's go back and let's make something for our future. And you guys have done that, and congratulations. I'm proud to have you guys as partners with the Out Games and as one of our media sponsors.
Well, we're going to let John Boychuk go and go listen to Ace of Base, because they're going to be on here.
They're just moments away.
I was just backstage
with them, congratulating them, thanking them for coming out and being part of the games, and they really are thrilled to be here.
Well, definitely an inspirational man. This is John Boychuk, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, John. We really appreciate everything you've done over this, years.
It's only been 3.5 years. For the Out Games, it's been definitely worth it.
Thanks so much, John.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to get one of our other broadcasters on. This is the Samantha Mack. She's fantastic. Oh, there we go. Hey, Samantha.
Hey, honey. Oh, I have a microphone either side of me now.
Ooh, she's double fisting it.
I am. I have a knuckle. Well, hello, microphones. Alrighty.
So we are going to talk just a bit about the Human Rights Conference. Samantha Mack for CITR was our Human Rights Conference and our cultural coordinator. Oh, yeah.
I like the term guru.
Guru.
Human rights and cultural guru.
Guru. So, Samantha, I mean, you were, you ran all over the place. You did everything from heading up our broadcasts for the cultural events to the Human Rights Conference, and you've worked most closely, actually, with the most of the youth all at one time. How's this been? It sounds like you had a lot of fun. It's being a little tired. Memorable thing for you?
The most memorable thing for me. Most memorable. would be when I found out that I exposed my bare ass to the entire Human Rights Conference. I don't think that's going to leave my memory anytime soon. But something I take away from this that's a little bit more important than my naked behind would be, well, if there is anything more important than my naked behind. Enjoyed that the youth, who were a little bit reluctant to be there on the first day, were calling in sick to work so that they could following 2 days.
They were trying to call in sick to covering sports events.
Yeah,
so they could be
they
there.
Didn't want to go to sports. They didn't want to go home. We were trying to have people on my couch. I had people sleeping on my floor. Like, nobody wanted to leave. Prince itself, the advertising did not do it justice. It was an amazing event. It cost $100 a day to drop in, and that was so worth it. That was a great deal compared to what you were getting. Basically, when you walked in the morning, you had breakfast, you chatted with people, they had a panel full of amazing people with great stories, and everybody who spoke had a message that spoke to each person's heart. It wasn't a one-sided conversation. It was never judgmental or against anybody, and it really was welcoming and inclusive to all, and it gave everybody a chance to use their own thoughts and have their own platform and their own soapbox to stand on for what they believed in. And I really loved that, and I loved that the youth, the young people, were the most affected by this, and they were the ones that were begging to come back. Even if they didn't have time to volunteer, they were begging to come back, find any way that they could to be there. And I thought that was absolutely heartwarming and amazing.
Well, it really was. It was amazing to hear the stories that the youth would tell us.
Yeah.
Even just being touched by the speakers and the topics, and they would get into some heated debates,
mm-hmm.
concepts and ideas that perhaps they hadn't even considered.
Them a venue to speak freely about what was important to them. What I also liked about this is we sat down, we had, at the end of our broadcast, we sat down and spoke about what was important to them. So we talked about our coming out stories, and we talked about how we feel in the school system as it is now, and we talked with members of parliament and talked about what we can do as young people starting to vote and what to look for. And I think that we really had a moment of growth amongst everybody. And by youth, I mean people ages like 14, I think, is the youngest, 25 is the oldest. And of enlightenment there, and it was heartwarming, and it was educational and informative, and most of all, we really got to know and love and learn to trust each other, and I think we really bonded as a team, and I'm going to be sad when this is all done.
Well, I know that the Queer FM team, just the four of us, and then the extra people that have come on and become part of the team, we've gotten much better at setting things up and tearing them down and talking and working together, and it's just been really a rewarding experience all the way around.
Yeah, one of the things I really was impressed with at the Human Rights Conference was the I Am Equal campaign that was set up there. They didn't want money. They didn't want to sell you on anything. They didn't want you to do anything besides be yourself, and they wanted to give you a voice and an opportunity to, and a soapbox to stand on, so that you could voice your opinions and be more of who you are and less like everybody else. And I fell in love with the I Am Equal campaign, and I'm glad that was there for people of all ages and of all walks of life, and I'm glad that they didn't say no.
Yeah.
Nobody's ideas were too crazy for them. They wanted you to be you, and they had no restrictions on what that could be. We started taking pictures. If you don't know what the I Am Equal campaign is, it's IamEqualProject.org. That's IamEqualProject.org. And they take photos of an I Am Equal sign on your palm of your hand and add it to this giant art project. And it's breaking a world record. It's a giant art project. It's a documentary about not just gay rights, not just women's rights, not just immigration rights, but of human rights. But the idea that we are all equal. We all have something to stand for, and it allows you to see value in yourself and to see that same value in others, regardless where they came from, regardless what their sexuality is, regardless what country they were born in. It was a really amazing campaign, and the children got involved in it, and grandparents got involved in it, transgender people, straight people, homosexual people. It was absolutely amazing. Even the security and the staff at the Sheridan Wall Center were getting involved because they realized that they are equal and that their opinions do matter. And I think that's one thing that we're really going to take away from the Human Rights Conference is that we are all just passengers on the roller coaster of life, and we are all trying to get through it the exact same way, and none of us are any greater or any less than anybody else. So that was a campaign that was really new. Loved it so much, I got the tattoo.
And ladies and gentlemen, she does have the tattoo on her
I'm
left
showing you
forearm.
Right now.
Yes,
waving
I
it around.
Am equal. So It's inspired a lot of us, and we have had a quite memorable experience with CITR, Out Games, and we've got one more day, Vancouver Pride Parade. CITR will be in that, and we'll broadcast live from 4 to 6 from the Pride Village right on the beach. So we're going to step aside for a minute and continue with ceremonies coverage. Ace of Base is about to take the stage. We have so much more coming on, and that's Queer FM, CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
We're back. This is Seablaze with Queer FM on 101.9 CITR. And I have a few guests here. Hi, guests. So I'm sitting here with beautiful boys. They are the team from Homorazzi, so please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Tyrell, and I am the dancing one.
I'm Adam. Apparently, I'm the witty one.
I'm Patrick. I'm oh, right, the forgetful one.
Oh, God. You had to, didn't you? And I'm Nick, and I'm the indulgent one.
The indulgent one. So how did you guys come up with the titles?
It was just based on our personalities, and we tried to, you know, sort of identify what everyone was all about. We all write from our own perspectives, and we want people to know what our writers are all about when they're writing their pieces. So we wanted to sort of communicate that in sort of one word kind of thing. So
that's pretty wicked. So what made you guys start Homorazzi?
I guess we just, you know, we had a good thing going on with our group of friends, and we just enjoyed spending time together. We took pictures at every, you know, every event that we went to, and we just started capturing it, and we wanted to share it, and thankfully Facebook was there, but maybe that wasn't enough. And then we just wanted to, you know, a few of us had some expertise in the web, and we wanted to, you know, share all of that with everybody else, and there was an opportunity for that. We wanted to share our experiences and share our peace of mind, kind of thing.
And how long has Homorazzi been online for then?
It's been a little over 2 years.
2 years. Yeah. And how many hits have you guys gotten? Would you say?
In total, who knows? But, I mean, it's over a million page views a month, 20,000 hit, over 20,000 hits a day. You know, it's really big. And,
over 20,000 hits a day.
50,000?
Yeah, we're in the top 50,000 websites in the world.
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is, in such a short period of time. So,
and it's not just Vancouver.
No.
Is like everyone from all over the world is seeing you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, New York is our biggest city, then London, and then Vancouver. So, you know, it's crazy.
New York's bigger than here.
It is.
That's kind of... How do you guys feel about that? Like, all your content and everything is all over the world, and...
I don't know. Sometimes you forget when you're just looking at a screen and you're just typing. You kind of forget, honestly. But I actually made a connection with somebody from L.A. who is a dancer over there.
Lady Gaga's dancer.
Oh.
And he was telling me, we had started talking, and he saw that it was part of Homorazzi, and he said that he wakes up in the morning and he checks his email and he checks Prez and then he checks Homorazzi. And it was kind of a shocker to me because, like I said, when you're staring at a screen, you have no idea how far it goes. I mean, New York being the number one city, that's crazy.
I always realize how far widespread we are when I get hate mail for my articles in German for me going just a little too far on a review.
Adam,
so.
Getting hate mail.
It depends. It depends on the article and the person. Some of us get it a little bit more than others.
Adam gets a lot of hate mail. A
little controversial.
He feeds off the controversy.
But besides the hate mail, do you guys get like love letters and everything?
Oh,
of course. Yeah, we get people who like tell us how great our site is all the time and how much like they enjoy our articles. Or we've had people who have emailed us and said, oh, you know, I just checked out one article and now I've been on Homorazzi for the last 3 hours.
Yeah, or so, I just came out of the closet, and it's so great to have a site like this to relate to. And a lot of us have our coming out stories on the site, so they can relate to
which
those
is pretty
too.
Amazing.
So, yeah, it's great to hear that feedback.
Yeah, so passing the mic over, I just want to know, what is your memorable interview or segment that you guys wrote for Homorazzi?
For me, I think one of my favorite interviews that I've ever done was with Dev and the Cataracts. It was just a really comfortable interview. They were really easy to talk to, and they're kind of on the cusp of, like, they're already pretty big, but they're on the cusp of blowing up even bigger, and Dev's album is about to come out, and one of her best friends from San Francisco just actually sent me an email and said, like, thank you so much for all the support, and she really appreciates it, and she loves your interview, and her mom loves your interview, so that was one of my favorite things I think I've done.
I haven't done too many interviews, but my five tips for sleeping with married men article.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
It's very controversial.
Which got a backlash. It was bigger in this city where I know people, and so I got talked to from more than a couple. And we have video of us actually not fighting, but a couple people within the website who didn't agree with it. And we found out that everyone has their different opinion. We're not like Cylons with all the same kind of mindset. So we all have different opinions, and it sometimes clashes.
Yeah, so. It was like a big discussion in terms of like, where do we draw the line in terms of our own personal opinion, and where do we draw the line? Like, what is in line with the Homorazzi brand? You know?
So. Yeah. So, before we continue on, I just want to talk about that. Because how many people do you have in total with you guys?
14
writers. 12 or 14 writers. That's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of personalities.
Exactly.
Too.
So there's going to be a lot of clashes. So how do you guys deal with that? Because you guys are close friends too.
Yeah. I mean,
I would say I might have had to deal with it a lot. My two best friends are the guys who own the site, Patrick and Donovan, and we've had to more than a couple times draw lines where this business ends and where friendship starts, and getting in fights over not fights but just disagreements of what are we doing for the brand and how does that work in your opinion. But they're really good, the two owners of the site, for letting us put ourselves out there within reason, but they're saying okay, I maybe have an opinion that everyone else doesn't.
I guess I've evolved, and the site has evolved, so you know, now that we're getting, you know, over 20,000 hits a day and that sort of thing, we have to take it very seriously. So we do have to put our friendships aside and put the business to one side, and so and realize that they're trying to try to balance that as best as possible.
That's pretty amazing. Okay, so Patrick, what's your memorable or favorite interview or segment that you've written for Homerazzi?
That's a tough one, but I guess what would come to mind would be more recently in the fall, I interviewed Rick Campanelli, who is
Rick the Temp,
yeah, from Much Music, who is now on ET Canada. So it was actually kind of fun interviewing somebody who makes a living interviewing other people. So it was kind of a little reversal, but I enjoyed it, and he's somebody that I look up to, and so yeah, that was a good interview for me. Yeah.
And Nick?
I as well haven't done that many interviews, but I got to interview Luciano, which was really cool, because Luciano is somebody I've been listening to for years. I spent a lot of time in Australia,
and
she's big in Britain and Australia, and when she kind of did her North American thing here, I got to hook up with her and got to interview her, and she was so super lovely. She was the coolest, and she promised me that she would come to Vancouver and come have cocktails with us.
Oh, that's so awesome. So how do you guys pick your topics to guys write about? Like, do you guys have a meeting or anything like that?
Not really. It's kind of just like, I mean, there's a lot to do with pop culture, obviously, but I think it's interesting that we all have our different interests. I mean, as much as I'm a pop queen, I'm not a pop culture addict, like, you know, some of the people on the site, so I get to do different stuff. Like, I'm in the wine business, and I get to write wine articles and, you know, stuff like that that kind of goes outside the box. So I don't think we necessarily plan, but it just kind of works out that we have such different personalities that it gives us a variety of articles.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we have so many different topics that we cover, and some of our writers are more well-versed in those topics, so it speaks to them when they write about those that's their thing. But, you know, we try to cover the entertainment side of things and the gossip, but we also talk about, you know, the gay issues and our own personal lives, you know, so we might talk about our experience in the Out Games,
yeah,
for example.
For, like, so on Sundays we try and do Behind the Cast, which is where we each talk about a personal experience, so that will be a chance for us to say, like, for example, I wrote a Behind the Cast about when I went home to Winnipeg for Christmas this last year, or Patrick's wrote about Behind the Cast when he went to Terrace, where he's from, for Christmas, so we have those opportunities as well to, like, defer from talking about Britney Spears and Beyonce and all those things and talk about what's going on in our life, which is really nice, too.
And I think it's really important to address the gay issues that are going on around the world, too, because I think we actually had a poll saying what would you like to see more of on the site.
And gay issues
was definitely the number one thing. And I mean, being a gay website and being in the top 50,000 websites in the world, like, that's huge for us, that we can really, you know, get, like I said, staring at a screen. You kind of sometimes forget, but, you know, you can write the right thing and connect with the right people, or having people connect with your site. So I think that's really, really important for us. I know it is for me.
Yeah, I think it's an amazing thing that you guys do that, because it doesn't just, because everyone has their own certain opinions, as we were talking about earlier, but it also shows case that you guys are also human as well, which is amazing. It was just a great thing, because it's not just a picture on a website and nobody knows who it is, right? Yeah. So what have you guys been up to this week? Considering it was Pride Week and it was the Out Games.
Should we even talk about that?
That's Nick, by the way.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Indulgent one.
I'm pretty sure that, like, we at Queer FM, we have been super busy.
Yeah.
We've been broadcasting like no other. We've been to so many events. Now, what have you guys been up to?
Well, I'll start. This is Patrick. I was in the Out Games playing soccer, as was Adam, right? Right?
Yeah, we played on two different teams. Yeah, Vancouver sent two teams.
Yeah, so I was on the Juicy Fruits, the fun team.
Juicy
he was
fruits.
On the more competitive Vancouver team.
They were wearing flowers for their first game. Let's just put it that way.
Flowers on really our head, feathers, sunglasses. You know, we were there cheering everyone on. But no, both of our Vancouver teams were there to support each other. And, you know, we have scrapes and bruises and sore muscles and everything, but it was such an amazing experience, and it was great to have everyone from all over North America and in some cases from all over the world here competing with us. It was fun to host them. And that's one aspect of everything that I've been doing this week. My boyfriend has been performing. Tyrell has been performing a lot this week, so I'll let him talk about that.
I was really fortunate enough to perform at the actual opening ceremony that took place at Vancouver Art Gallery. Yes, you guys were there. I saw you. And then I got to perform afterwards at 560 and perform with Sugar Beach and Destinique, which was really great.
Yeah.
And then today was a part of the Diversity Project's two-hour showcase, which was a lot of fun. And then tomorrow I'll be a part of Sunset Beach and here again at Plaza of Nations for the Anthem Party. Yeah, we're going to Sunset Beach tomorrow.
I love the Sunset Beach.
Yeah,
me too.
So I'll be there.
One of my favorites.
So yeah, I'll be there tomorrow and here again with Winter Gordon and DJ Abel and DJ Eddie Martinez for the Anthem Party. So
with Big Rogers. Sunset Beach as well?
No, she's here. At
Sunset Beach. Yeah.
So yeah, I'll be really busy as well. But it's been good.
I'm totally not listening.
Yeah. It's okay, Nick. We won't judge you. It's okay.
It's been a long day.
So that's pretty cool. Let's talk about that really quickly.
Sure.
Because I've known you as a dancer for so you've been a dancer for a long time.
For a long time, yeah.
And then you just recently got into music within the last couple of years, right?
Yeah, I started releasing my own music in March. And so I've been slowly transitioning from dancer to artist, which has been really fun.
Yeah, do you see the whole... Do you see it differently now?
A little bit. It's cool when you've danced for artist. It's good because as a dancer, you can see both perspectives. So then as an artist, I hire dancers, obviously, and I see their perspective as well because I've been in their shoes. So I think it's good because then I make it more of a collaboration versus the artist and the dancers being in the background. I try and make it a collaboration of both things because I'm a dancer first, so that's really important to me. So
yeah, definitely. And you, Patrick, you're also a busy person as well. You have your own store.
Yeah, I have a store. It's men's skincare and grooming product store called Mask, shopmask.com. So it's actually 4 months this month.
4 years.
Or sorry, 4 years. 4 years.
4 months. Sorry. It's like I've known you longer than that.
So we'll see how it goes. No, sorry. It's 4 years this month is what I meant to say. And it's doing really well. We're really happy with things, how they're going.
And I turned 28 this year and I bought the Jack Black skin serum. And
it has
changed my life.
It's true testimony from Nick.
Going back to Tyrell, I just want to say that he is releasing his new single tomorrow. Oh, not releasing, but he's performing.
I'm debuting my new single.
And I co-wrote it.
Oh,
so
whoa.
It's called Show and Tell.
My co-writing debut. Yeah.
That's so exciting. And what do you guys do for work, Nick?
I am in the wine industry. I'm a wine buyer. That's it. I drink for a living. Yeah.
Fun. True alcoholic. Adam?
I'm finishing my master's in counseling psychology, so I'm a therapist at Community on Davie right now. So.
Perfect. Which is amazing because we've been broadcasting with our new Community Gab Youths, which they've been pretty cool this week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've been really good this week with us. We brought them on board. We've been teaching them how to do the board and how to broadcast and everything like that. So it's
awesome.
Been lots of fun. One more thing before you guys go. Favorite Pride memories?
I think for me, my favorite Pride memory was probably my first Pride. I lived in Winnipeg before I lived here, so my first Pride took place in Winnipeg, and I had a boyfriend at the time, and it was still a pretty new relationship, and it was just really good to experience Pride on my own versus what I had heard of from living in a small town and, you know, the stereotypes and all of that, but actually experiencing Pride for the first time and just really having a great time and meeting other gays and all that kind of stuff. It was probably one of my favorite Pride moments. And my first Vancouver Pride last year was pretty awesome, too.
That's awesome.
I would say my favorite Pride memory was the year that I would... Tomorrow, at the Pride Parade, I'm going to be performing with our soccer team in the Pride Parade and with choreography and everything like that. The first time that I ever did that, though, we were in our underwear and we performed, and it was just such a riot. We had, you know, everybody was in sync and everything, and it was just such a rush. I just had such a great time, and I'm looking forward to doing the same thing again tomorrow. So I have to say that's definitely one of my all-time favorite Pride moments.
Mine is, weirdly enough, at a circuit party a couple of years ago.
Is it my nose?
That was surprising,
yes,
Adam.
Didn't you just write something about a circuit party
It was San Diego.
Okay.
So there's a couple stories there. But no, this one was, I'm a lean boy. I am not a muscle guy by any means.
Fat
so going to a circuit party was a little intimidating because that's often the mentality is that it's a muscle situation. So
yeah.
I was a little nervous, and my best friend and the owner of the website, Patrick, made these little notes for me that I could open throughout the night and read to myself. And it was just these ego boosters and really sweet notes that I would read in case I was feeling overwhelmed or a little nervous or anything like that. And it was
I've never wanted a great moment.
And he
Patrick
does it for
more.
Me when I go to circuit parties now. So that was my highlight.
That's
definitely.
Amazing. Oh, Patrick. How nice.
I wanted to look out for him, you know.
Yeah.
Bring me a note. Oddly enough, like, I didn't think it would be, and I'm kicking myself in the ass right now, but I managed the Odyssey last year. And so I literally, I watched everybody have fun around me, and I mean, RIP Odyssey nightclub, but it was some of the most memorable stuff that I've ever seen because it was the last
Pride
for Odyssey, and my last night was Pride Sunday.
Pride Sunday, that's right. I totally forgot about
and
that.
And I had a water bottle in hand.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got into some shenanigans on my last night.
Oh, it happened.
But no, honestly, rest in peace, Odyssey Nightclub. I did not think that that would be my favorite Pride moment, but apparently it is. I had an absolute blast.
The Odyssey, also known as the O, would it be bad if I said I knew one of the people or the person who actually took the O home?
Oh my God. Do you actually? You've never told me this.
Yeah, I know the person who actually took one of the O's home that night, or they stole the O from the O.
Stole the O.
You heard it here first. I'm here.
You heard it first.
But, but Nick, you know this person, so.
I do?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it later or on air?
Oh, you guys are hilarious.
Oh my God, I want it.
Okay, so to close off, where can we find you guys?
You can find us at www.homerazzi.com. That's the best place to find us. You can follow us on Twitter at Homerazzi. And you can check us out on Facebook. Please like us. We get lots of fans every day and lots of Facebook likes. So
yeah,
make sure you check
Facebook
us out.
Facebook likes are crazy.
Yeah, so make sure you check us out on our fan page. We love hearing from you guys.
And if you guys ever want to get involved, we have Saturday submissions. So you can send in your own stories, talk about your Pride experiences, talk about whatever's on your mind, and send them in. And we'll actually publish them on the Saturdays. And
so where do they send that to?
Yeah.
Where do they send it?
And you send that to Saturdays@homerazzi.com.
That's awesome. I might have to do something like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you guys for chatting with us. You guys enjoy the rest of the party for the evening, and happy Pride.
Happy Pride, Clemens.
This is C-Blaze from Queer FM on 101.9 CITR. We will be right back after these messages.
We are Vancouver's Pride. Pride has been a call to educate and liberate.
This year, Pride is a call to celebrate. Vancouver comes alive as we ride the rainbow of Pride. Your attendance at the Pride Parade and Festival demonstrates your celebration of diversity and support for all things queer.
Join us in Pride as we educate, liberate, and celebrate on Sunday, July 31st. Visit vancouverpride.ca. We are out at the Vancouver Pride Parade and Festival on Sunday, July 31st, starting at noon.
Get your spot early and join over 500,000 spectators from around the corner and across the globe. Come celebrate Pride and join us in sending the message to educate, liberate, and celebrate.
Welcome to Pride. For more information, visit vancouverpride.ca.
Celebrate Pride this summer at Vancouver's Pride Parade and Festival. Take part in this colorful and fun spectacle on Sunday, July 31st.
Don't miss the show-stopping lineup of Vancouver Pride festivities. Visit vancouverpride.ca for more information.
I saw you in-
You're listening to Queer FM on CITR 101.9. We're here live broadcasting from the closing ceremonies of the Out Games. And we're here with a gorgeous guy. You might know him from America's Next Top Model. Or, no, Vancouver's Next Top Gay Model.
Close.
Yeah, close. And he's also the brains and brawn behind the Diversity Project.
Hello, how's everybody doing?
Yeah, so this is...
So, yes, hello, my name is Callum Brecken. I'm the creator and founder of the Diversity Project, a nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting love and compassion through diversity, education, and understanding for not only the LGBT community, but for all walks of life. And we work mostly with youth and going into the schools and doing presentations and that kind of thing.
Excellent. And where is the Diversity Project based?
The Diversity Project is based in Coquitlam, that's where I live, and in the downtown core area. So this coming school year is where we're going to work on a lot of things in the school system in Vancouver, hopefully get a lot of speed behind us, and then we're going to start moving out in our two-year plan across Canada.
So I hear you've got a lot of exciting things planned for the closing ceremony, so what kind of surprises do you have in store today?
Yeah, well, there was Tyrell Witherspoon, he was a performer.
Yeah, we just talked to him.
Will Blunderfield, he performed his duet with Biff Naked. There was Tanya Aganaba, phenomenal, phenomenal singer. And Tara Jean from Virgin Radio was host. And then there was also Rosette Love, who I believe her song's playing in the background.
Yep. Right, so now we have Sun Lovers versus Rosette Fire.
Yeah, so it was a pretty big hit. And then we had Mackenzie Green and Natalie Heath from So You Think You Can't Dance Canada Season 3.
Great. So so the Diversity Project, what kinds of, currently, there's a bunch of issues, like in Burnaby, they recently had that issue with the school board and, you know, the parents opposing, what kind of political activism does Diversity Project do?
Well, we were actually there in support of the whole community that was out there, but what we like to do is, I'm not a political person, I don't like to get into the political side of things. The Diversity Project is more on a whole anti-discrimination as a, like, a totality, not as just LGBT or just racism or this or that. And it's also suicide prevention is what we're trying to work on. So it's more about just engaging the students on a level that they, you know, can understand and feel like they're getting something out of it. So we bring celebrities in as our guest speakers to the schools. And then they do a question and answer, and we talk about all sorts of discrimination on different levels and what they might have gone through in high school and whatnot, and we have a couple different performers, and then they perform right after their question and answer. So the kids get something out of it. When they're watching, they don't only get educated, but so yeah.
So what has the response been like?
Amazing. We had our first performance. There was 222 students.
Where was that?
It was at Centennial High School in Coquitlam.
Okay.
And so there was 222 students in two back-to-back shows, so 444 students in total. We had to turn away about 500 who couldn't fit into the theater.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, certainly. Like, yeah. I totally would have wished that I had something like that in school.
Oh, yeah. And the kids got to do autographs and photos afterwards with the artists. So, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, cool. And so the reception has been really good. And it sounds like, so you're basically providing a space not just for queer kids, but also for allies and anyone really who has any
anybody.
Questions.
It's all about, like, everybody just finding it's a cool space. You can go hang out, learn some stuff, make new friends. Eventually, we want to have diversity projects, clubs in schools, and we'll be putting together programming for that and that kind of a thing. But we're more about just everybody being able to get together and enjoy being around each other and making new friends and having a support system rather than really fighting any huge issues, because we want to have positive reinforcement, so we focus on the positive things with the kids. So it's all about, you know, what do you guys want to do, or what's going on in your lives right now? Okay, well, let's do a positivity circle and say something nice about every single person in this room so that everybody can get in a better space.
So do you have any, for anyone listening who might be interested in seeing one of your speeches, do you have which celebrities do you have lined up?
Oh, well, we have some things on YouTube, and we also have a bunch of stuff on our webpage, www.thediversityproject.ca. So you can go check it out there. We have tons of YouTube videos. Rosette's on there, Will Blunderfield, Tanya Aganaba. We're lining up a couple other people. Blake. Blake, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, the speed skater.
Yeah, I don't know either.
He said he's going to do a video for us. So
excellent.
That was really nice, yeah.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're getting a lot of support from the community. That's
yeah,
awesome.
It's starting to roll in quite quickly, and we just started 4 months ago, so it's been amazing.
Yeah, and recently, or at least for here in the Out Games, we've been noticing a lot of talk about trans youth. What kinds of support systems do you have for trans?
One of my best friends is actually trans, so she's offered to come and be a guest speaker at one of our at our next events. So it's a very important you know, issue close to my heart, because she is one of my best friends. Her name is Jade. I love you. And so I want to see that support system also coming out, because there was a couple of kids in the group who I thought could have possibly been trans, and just getting the information there. So it's more about just providing the information and allowing them to take what they want from it. It's not about forcing or making them do things they don't want to do. It's more about just, you know, creating a positive space where they can have some sort of support system in every school.
Yeah, self-direction is usually goes really well. So for the Out Games, so kind of which events have you been to this week?
Oh my goodness. I went to 560 on Monday for the opening ceremonies. I was at the art gallery. I did the running of the flags. I did 560 again on Thursday night for the live showcase. Armstrong Jr. was amazing. I love him so much. And then today, so yeah.
Yeah, busy guy. And out of this entire week, what's kind of been your most memorable event so far?
Today, being on stage at the closing ceremonies.
Awesome.
Yeah, so...
Okay, so we have to cut the interview short.
Yeah.
So now, where can we find, again, can you tell us where we can find you online?
www.thediversityproject.ca. We also have Facebook page, and we also have Twitter, which you can find through our website.
Okay.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right. So this is Justin Saint with
DJ V, Vanessa.
And Callan Brecken from the Diversity Project.
And we're broadcasting live from the 2011 North American Out Games. It's the closing ceremonies. See you later.
Thank you guys so much.
This is Justin Saint broadcasting live from the 2011 North American Out Games. I am here with
DJ V.
And the beautiful Carol Delinko.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Carol. So, Carol, it's been one crazy week for you.
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, so this amazing woman here organized the flag run.
Yes.
For the Out Games. And what other stuff have been...
Just for the Out Games, my God, the flag run, that was enough, wasn't it? I mean, dear God, it was exhausting. Over 100 people running, three different legs, running simultaneously from UBC, from SFU, and flying in from Whistler all the way down Grosvenor.
Yeah.
Hello, that's
exactly.
enough, isn't it?
Helicopter ride.
Yeah, helicopter. Right. We also had boats actually going from Jericho across to England. English Bay, and when they arrived on the beach, there was actually an Aboriginal ceremony, a welcoming ceremony. I mean, it was a big run, very significant. Yeah.
Yes, I mean, and you know, surprisingly, it all went really smoothly. And when you know the final flags came in, it was just I was in ceremonies, I got goosebumps.
Yeah,
and a good friend of mine, Sandra Laffambrose, was one of the runners. She came in wearing this beautiful Aboriginal headpiece.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was really fun.
Amazing.
Are you
It actually didn't start out like that because it was a gong show to begin with, quite frankly. The helicopter couldn't actually fly back from Whistler. It couldn't land on Grouse Mountain. A couple runners didn't show. So SFU leg was behind about an hour. In the end, we needed to be at City Hall and running into the ceremony at 6:55, and at 6:55 on the dot, we were running into the ceremony.
Excellent.
So in the end, it all worked out beautifully.
So I've seen footage crop up on Facebook and other places. Is there somewhere where all of this is being spliced together so we can see parts of it? Or?
Well, actually, I know that Shaw TV has done some amazing coverage of the flag run, and there's some links on the Out TV website and the Out Games TV. And on the, I mean, they've got the Facebook page, there's a website. I mean, any kind of media, you can pretty well find the the running now. Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
So, besides the flag run, what are other events have you been covering or watching? Or
well, you know, the opening ceremonies, I've been doing some stuff in between, but the opening ceremonies I thought were pretty spectacular. The lighting of the cauldron with the youngest runner and the oldest runner.
That was good,
yeah, it was really cool. Everything is, it's been just so exciting having so many people walk around town with medals, and, you know, you go out in the evening and they've all got their medals, and it's a reason to walk up and talk to somebody and ask them, you know, what did you perform in? And
Yeah, actually, I went to Dance Sport, and they gave out quite a number of medals at that event. And there was this one couple, the amazing couple from Germany. They kept winning gold, so at the end they just had, you know, this nice little stream of gold on their
beautiful.
It was amazing.
Yeah,
and it was very rewarding too.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen that. I loved the dance. But even here at the closing party right now, you can actually see teams. It looks like award winners. Yeah, at the party, they're doing their style and dances. And it's so even though I didn't get to see the dance, you know, you come down here and you can still see this happening right now.
So, Carol, we're doing favorite Pride memories.
Oh, my.
Could you tell us your favorite Pride memory?
Oh, gosh, I've got so many.
TikTok.
TikTok. Actually, one of my favorites is something that we had seen in New York Pride, and it was the moment of silence. And we actually brought that moment of silence back to Vancouver. And the first year we did the moment of silence, literally the entire parade route came to a hush. And we did that as a moment to reflect on those who had come before us, remember those who couldn't be here, and really as an ode to those that will, you know, follow behind, carrying the torch. And when it happened and we executed it to a T and it was completely silent, I thought, oh my God, we did it. And then Joni, who was the MC, of course, asked everybody for a cheer for the exact same reason, to remember those who had come before, to acknowledge those who couldn't be here, and to, you know, kind of ode to those. And the crowd went crazy. And that, to me, was one of the most beautiful moments, because I think we affected change, and we really made a point and made people stop and think for just one moment about Pride.
That's all it takes for a shift.
Yeah, it was my it was one of my, favorite memories for sure.
Yes, and so for the Queer FM team, Aiden, Clement, and I actually started the leg from UBC, and it was great because you know people were honking in support. You know, people were it was very very uplifting.
Yeah, and it was probably your outfit that you were wearing. Let's be honest, you were wearing a fabulous little sachet kind of So I mean, it had anything to do with the honking, but it could well have done, sweetie. You're just just saying.
And well, I was also wearing a flower that could be seen from outer space.
Exactly, so. From outer space. Google Maps,
For you, Carol?
Well, I just want to get through the weekend, actually. There's still so many parties and so many things to celebrate over this weekend.
Hear,
I mean, tomorrow is the Pride Parade, and hopefully the weather will cooperate, and we'll have, you know, some... might be fine to have just a little bit of rain to clean up the roads and then, you know, make it easy for rainbows to start shining around the city.
Yeah. That would be
nice
beautiful.
Image.
Yeah.
All right. Actual rainbows,
So, yeah, we're... yeah, I guess we're about to wrap, but before you go, is there any other memories from this week that you'd like to share?
Well, just everything has been, I mean, the city has kind of come alive, and I think that there's been a lot of our community that's just really opened up and embraced people from out of town, and we've seen, as we do every year at Pride, our community comes together, and loads of people give of their time and give of their service, and they're volunteering. If it's not for the Out Games, they're volunteering for Pride, or they're volunteering for the Queer Film Festival, and it's just, it's a lovely time of year, because this is really when our community steps up and gives service. And you know, that's one of my favorite things about this time of year, is that people really say, well, what can I do to help my community and feel a bigger part of it? So that to me is one of the most special things that I get to see around Pride time and every year.
And so tomorrow for the Pride Parade, where are you going to be?
I'll be at the VIP Boathouse, actually.
That'll be
fun, actually, to watch from there. You bet.
Oh, you'll be seeing us for sure.
Of course I will. Yeah. Of course I will.
Yeah, we've got a pretty exciting float arrange, actually.
Aiden and
I were setting it up yesterday with Mr. Dark from Sin City, and we have a big circus tent propped up on the trailer that you'll definitely see. And I believe Miss Samantha might be swinging on a trapeze.
Okay, that's just going to be really hot. That's not even fun. That's hot. That's hot.
Yeah.
That's hot.
So it's going to be a blast for sure. Thank you so much for dropping by to chat with us,
Thank
Carol.
You. You guys have a great night. I can't wait to see Ace of Base.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
I know. That's great. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thank
have a
you
great
for
Pride.
Coming. Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Celebrate Pride this summer at Vancouver's Pride Parade and Festival. Take part in this colorful and fun spectacle on Sunday, July 31st.
Don't miss the show-stopping lineup of Vancouver Pride festivities. Visit vancouverpride.ca for more information.
And we're back. This is Seablaze with 101.9 TITR's Queer FM. This is our nightly broadcast from live on location. We are currently at the Plaza of Nation Boulevard. We are overlooking the water, and we just had Dragonette perform on stage. And one of our Queer FM community Gab youths,
our youngins,
one of our youngins, totally just got an interview with Dragonette. So, tell me, Leroy.
Yeah, I did.
How did you get this interview?
I waited outside a tent for like 3 hours. I met Joel, who's the nicest man on earth, and then Martina, who's like this beautiful elfin angel who had the most amazing set. When I heard pick up the phone and get around, I like freaked out. I'm pretty sure I like fainted inside.
Fainted inside. Dragonette's one of your favorite.
My favorite band, you might say.
Your favorite.
My favorite. And Martina kissed me on the cheek.
Oh, I think you still got some lipstick on you.
I know. I'm never washing this cheek ever again. Oh my god.
It's all good.
I tried to remain cool. You know, I didn't want to be like one of those crazy fangirls. I had to keep cool.
Oh, that's totally fine. So we're gonna play this is a raw clip of the interview, so if anything goes wrong, it's not our fault, okay?
But it's super delicious.
Okay, I'm trusting you on that, Leroy. Okay?
Alright. My name is Lil Wen for CITR 101.9 FM, Queer FM Vancouver, and I'm here with the biggest stars in my mind, my idols, Dragonette. This is Martina.
Hi.
And this is Joel.
Hello.
And I probably shouldn't say this on air, but I skipped work to come here because you guys are my favorite band ever.
I love
all your CDs galore, Fixing the Thrill, Mixing the Thrill. I listen to them on repeat all the time.
Thank you.
Now, I was just wondering what your musical influences were.
I feel like the three of us come from really different backgrounds, and mostly we just like kind of well-crafted pop music in any genre whatsoever. Electro, or whether it's like full-on pop or folky or whatever. I think that we're just inspired by like good pop songs to write good pop songs, so we try to do that.
That goes back to like even like Gershwin, for instance. There's no era, there's no genre. As long as it's good pop, we like it.
Now, how is performing for the Out Games? How is performing for an audience such as the Out Games?
I don't know. I mean, it just feels like a really good big party. I mean, our audience in big cities tends to be very like gay, so it feels like we're just playing to our audience.
Yeah, it felt like a normal show, but maybe more exciting normal show.
Yeah, there's you can tell there's a lot of young people who are excited to be part of this kind of event, which obviously is designed to help to be a forum for not old people but grown-ups, and for young people to feel like they have a place in a community of people.
Your set was amazing, by
the way. Thank you.
When I heard Pick Up the Phone, that's my favorite. Like, whenever I used to get in fights with my parents or anything, like, when I heard that song, it just took me back to this moment, and it gave me all this, like, euphoria.
Oh, nice.
I was wondering how you wrote a song like that. Like, is it a really long process? Is it arduous?
It's pretty, I don't know, it takes a long time to write songs for me, but,
your lyrics are so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I don't even remember. Mostly when a song is done, the way I feel is, like, I don't quite know where it came from, and I can't trace it even. Like, I know what it's about, and I know what I was feeling, but, the process is kind of, like, it's like giving birth. I know that song's been that's been used a lot, but it's almost like the kind of
the fact that Martina's given birth a lot, so she knows she definitely knows how that feels.
No, I just mean it's
seven,
like birth, and that I don't.
Apologies there. We're just going to get back to the interview there at the OutGames update show at the Plaza of Nations. We'll try to get that going for you before the end of the show. We're going to let them go past 9 o'clock just a little bit because of the technical difficulties. So stay tuned here, and we're going to have that interview coming up soon here on 101.9 FM. The rest of the interview, I should say, here. So please stay tuned.
Once you have a song, once you have a child, I'm sure a mother isn't like, oh, I remember how much it was. When a song is like, it's almost like you don't remember the process. It's just there. It's like it falls out of your vagina and it's there.
Now, I was actually in the audience, and there was this lady called Angelina, and apparently...
You listen really closely.
Your vagina.
My vagina makes
your vagina
a lot of songs. Yeah.
It's in there. It's really faint right now, but
it's a very talented
when it comes
vagina.
Out, yeah. When it comes out, it's really loud.
Yeah.
And painful.
Yeah.
And so. Painful. Now, actually, I was in the audience, and there's this girl named Angelina, and apparently you gave her a kiss on the cheek. And I thought if she was hot enough to get a kiss on the cheek,
that you're hot enough to get a kiss on the cheek. Well, how do you know that Angelina isn't my lesbian lover?
I don't know. Maybe, possibly. If you're a lesbian...
I didn't kiss anybody on the cheek, did I?
Ever?
No. You mean today?
In the past. She's been to 2 year show. She's a very devoted fan.
Okay. Well, that was our second date. I don't know if I can go to second base on our first date with you.
This is my date rule. You're a classy lady.
She really is.
I'm a very classy lady. No, I'm gonna kiss you once the cameras aren't rolling.
Alrighty. Now, I'm an aspiring singer and performer, and I want to be as amazing as you are. You guys are so, your harmonies, your songs, the way you make your, it's like painting, I feel like. Like, you guys have these little bells here and a little, like, electronic here. Now, if there's any advice you'd give to an aspiring person who wants to be at your level. And the same for you, Joel.
Don't give up after 4 years of slogging it. Stick to your guns and make the music you want to make instead of the music you think you should be
and
making.
Hopefully, eventually, people will come around.
I'm really happy that you guys are sticking to your flavor.
Oh, thank you.
Never say sayonara, you later.
Nice.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we're back. That was from Leroy. Great interview. How do you feel like after interviewing them?
I could die happy. They're so nice. It's so nice to meet celebrities and find out they're just down to earth, wonderful, beautiful people. Like, they deserve any success they get. They're so wonderful.
Awesome. Okay, so we're going to take a really short break while we switch up seats here, and we will be right back. Here's some music.
Just an ordinary day. Till you came around, and now my life's upside down.
because I heard you say, and it's all because I walked your way. And I heard you say, hey, hey. I heard you say, hey, hey. And I heard you say, hey, hey. I heard you say,
and we're back. This is C-Blaze with Queer FM 101.9 CITR. And I'm sitting here with two very special, special guests. One who has been working tirelessly for the last week, but more like the last year. And we have a special artist. We have Barb Snellgrove.
Hi.
Welcome back. Thank you, Queer FM. Thank you for listening in all week. You guys have been amazing.
You have been amazing. And we have Alice I.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I am absolutely fabulous, darling.
Yeah?
How are you?
I'm great. I'm a little exhausted. A little exhausted.
Are
not
you?
As tired as Barb. But I'm feeling great.
Have they had you working nonstop?
Yeah, but it's all good. I've been having tons of fun. How are you enjoying Vancouver?
I'm absolutely loving Vancouver. I'm actually from Vancouver,
originally.
I was born here. But
oh.
I was brought over to the UK about 8 years ago.
Awesome.
With a management.
Shipping and handling extra.
Oh, totally. Eh?
Yeah.
For those of you out there listening who didn't have a chance to come down today, excuse me for interrupting, but I just wanted to mention that she did an amazing performance today at the closing ceremonies here at the Plaza.
It was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, totally. So, how was it performing at the L Games here for you, like?
Oh, it was a really, really special experience. And it was so nice.
Who did?
It was a beautiful crowd. Everyone was, you know, the love was there. We were feeling the love. It was large.
Yeah, totally. And I love your outfit.
Oh, thank you.
You have, like, awesome feathered ears. It was awesome.
Thank you.
Barb, she's sitting here laughing.
Sorry, I got Samantha Mackie me in the corner.
Yeah, she has. What are your thoughts for this week? How...
Wow.
Closing ceremony.
I know, right? It's like a week-long Christmas. All of a sudden, all the gifts are open, and you're sitting here going, what the hell? It's all over.
Exactly.
But not quite. We finish it tomorrow, of course.
Yeah.
The parade of athletes in the Vancouver 33rd annual Vancouver Pride Parade. Thank God I'm involved with the Pride Parade as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember the numbers. An amazing week. It has been so much fun watching all the great performances with athletes.
Yeah.
The Human Rights Conference did some amazing work this week. The cultural performances culminating in today were absolutely amazing. Opening ceremonies, you know, you kind of forget that it was just this Monday that we had the opening ceremonies and the City Hall launch.
Yeah, exactly. It was just less than a week
Monday,
ago.
Less than a week ago.
Like, and I remember sitting down on Sunday when you came up and chatted with us at the Fountainhead, and we were just listing off all the stuff that was happening for the week.
Yeah, tick, tick, tick.
Exactly.
We've managed to make our way through it. So many people from out of town who have had so much fun here this week.
Exactly. As we're signing off, one word to describe your whole experience of this week.
Wow.
Wow. And your experience from today.
Double wow.
Double wow. So as we close off the night here at the Plaza of Nation. Oh, hold on.
The one thing I would like to say is that Queer FM has done some amazing work this week, especially with community and GAB youth.
Yeah.
To ensure that youth in this city have been trained and in a valid, very, very valid media job and in all sorts, on-air technicians, producing everything. All of you guys have been incredible in your coverage this week of the Out Games, and we want to thank you all very, very, very much for being a part of the Vancouver 2011 Out Games. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. It was awesome. We've had so much fun, and I'm speaking for the Queer FM team. It was a blast. It was definitely a blast. But as we're signing off right now, because we're up ending time right now, we're here. We have one more day. One more day, and then it's rest.
Ace of Base is coming up.
Ace of Base is coming on. We're going to go enjoy that, and we're going to go check out a couple of events that's happening tonight as well. As from the Queer FM team, this is...
CITR 101.9 Queer FM. Oh, this is Leroy. Mama Leroy.
And this is Justin Saint, and see you tomorrow at the Pride Parade.
And this is Spencer D in the background on tech.
Oh. Oh, and this is Alice I.
I'm Barb Snellgrove.
My name's Aiden Saint.
I'm Smith Mack, and you're welcome.
And this is C-Blaze. We're going to play you guys out with a couple songs, and you guys have a great time, and we'll see you guys tomorrow at the Vancouver Pride Parade, where CITR is going to be in it, and we'll be broadcasting live from the Sunset Beach Festival. So we'll see you tomorrow. Check out our website at www.queerfmvancouver.com.
Can't you see the light in the distance? Open up your eyes.
to the sky. There's much more to life when you're free. That's the key. And in time, you will find all the answers. Don't have to lose your pride. Hold on to what's inside.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
We will see our children grow,
and theirs grows onto them.
For 50 years we have waited the future with a mounting sense of fear. Our path to the next millennium seemed certain to be lit by the bright lights
of a nuclear conflagration.
But now as we raise our eyes, we see that we have almost made it.
The year 2000 and beyond.
Welcome to this week's edition of Synaptic Sandwich. Almost in automatic mode there. Almost said Transcendence. You may recognize the theme song. I don't know. If you listen to Transcendence, you probably will. And that is the show that happens to be invading, taking over, filling in for DJ Cyber, Synaptic Sandwich, here on Saturdays, getting started just a tad late as the OutGames live broadcast was just finishing up. They were a little late getting started, I think, and so they just took a little bit into our time slot. Shouldn't be a problem. We got an hour 40 left, and I have a pretty cool set planned. Some of it's been inspired by last week's Gareth Emery show. It came, I think, last Saturday to the Commodore, and I haven't been out much in an awfully long time, but went out with a couple friends, and it was awesome. So I have some of the tracks that were played there, dug up some other stuff, found some dubstep remixes that I'm going to try and throw in there, and see if I can't make something magical happen. Before we do that, going to play...